Star Wars deck-building game Original vs. Clone Wars in 2026. Which edition should you buy? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Buy the original Star Wars deck-building game if you want the cleanest teach. Rebels vs. Empire and the new Rebel and Empire Reinforcements campaign. Buy Clone Wars if Republic vs. Separatists is your preferred era, or you want personal exile piles and slightly richer card interaction. Both are standalone and can be mixed, but Era Pure duels are best for beginners. This is a buying decision, not a fandom census. Kenji separates eras, exile piles, and expansion compatibility, then charts the new Rebel and Empire Reinforcements campaign without making the Galaxy Row feel like homework. Every product link in this guide resolves to an exact Amazon detail page with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag. Product galleries and official manuals were checked on 2026 to 725. Moving prices are deliberately left to the current listing. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you buy the original or Clone Wars edition? The original edition is the best first purchase in 2026. Its Rebels vs. Empire duel is direct, easy to teach, and now leads into the new Rebel and Empire Reinforcements campaign expansion. The Clone Wars edition is a complete standalone game, not an expansion. It swaps in Republic and Separatist factions and gives each player a personal exile pile with cards that can interact with it. Choose the original for iconic simplicity and the current campaign branch. Choose Clone Wars when that era is the emotional hook, or when deck thinning and exile recovery sound more interesting than the cleanest possible teach. How does the shared Galaxy Row create the duel? Each player begins with a 10-card starter deck and a faction. The shared Galaxy Row contains neutral and faction cards. You may buy your own faction, attack opposing cards before they are purchased, and use capital ships as persistent protection. The first player to destroy 3 enemy bases wins. Bases are not just hit points. A new base can change the next turn's economy, defense, or information. Selecting one should respond to the opponent's deck and the current row. The market row can create volatility. Skilled play reduces but does not erase it. Deny efficient enemy cards, cycle weak neutrals when possible, and preserve enough attack to punish an exposed target instead of buying every attractive card. What does Clone Wars change? Clone Wars keeps the same central structure, so experienced original edition players can begin quickly. The meaningful new rule is personal exile. Cards removed by an opponent can enter your exile pile, and faction effects can reference or recover that state. That creates a slightly richer memory puzzle and makes deck thinning more interactive. It does not turn the game into a different genre. A current community answer summarized the difference well. The games are largely the same, but Clone Wars lets Exile become a live resource. Republic and Separatist card identities also change the emotional rhythm. Pick Clone Wars because the era or Exile texture excites you, not because the original has become obsolete. Can the original and Clone Wars editions be mixed? Yes. Factions from the same game system can be paired, and galaxy cards can be combined. That is an advanced option, not a first night requirement. Era Pure duels are easier to balance, teach, and reset. Mixing can create a larger row, diluted faction density, and interactions that assume a mechanic from one era. Introduce one deliberate module at a time, and record the recipe if the matchup works. The clean experiment is faction versus faction with one chosen galaxy deck, followed by a role swap. Do not pour both boxes together and call the resulting variants more content. What is Rebel and Empire Reinforcements? Rebel and Empire Reinforcements is a direct expansion to the original SWG-01 edition and is not standalone. Fantasy Flight lists 140 new cards, including faction reinforcement cards earned through missions, upgraded starters, bases, and additional modes. During setup and play, missions give each faction a targeted objective. Completing one earns the corresponding reinforcement rather than shuffling every powerful card into the galaxy deck. That turns growth into a plan. The campaign was designed to refresh the original matchup across linked games. It is the main reason our 2026 verdict favors the original core as the first purchase. Clone Wars owners must still buy the original core to use this box as intended. What does the Mandalorian Faction Pack add? The Mandalorian Faction Pack adds a third faction, new galaxy cards, and a three-player variant. It needs a core game, it is not a compact standalone box. Three-player rules solve a real household problem, but the format is less surgical than the designed two-player duel. Add it when three recurring players want the same system, not because a third color looks attractive. At two, the new faction can be matched against a core faction. Keep the first matchup narrow so faction identity remains legible. The strategy ladder from first duel to campaign beginner. Buy economy early, attack enemy cards only when denial is worth the lost purchase, and choose a base for the game's state rather than its printed health. Intermediate. Track the opponent's starter cards and likely next hand. Preserve force control when it converts multiple cards, not as an abstract score. In Clone Wars, count what each exile pile can recover. Advanced. Shape the galaxy row. Destroy or purchase cards to change what can appear, set up mission completion across two turns, and pressure a base only when the opponent cannot convert the opening into a stronger counterturn. How to teach the first duel and avoid the five common mistakes: set up the original factions exactly as shown in the official rulebook, then give the new player the faction they care about. Explain the victory condition first. Destroy three enemy bases. Next, identify resources, attack, force, and the galaxy row. Leave card keywords for the moment they appear. The complete teach should take less time than shuffling the starter decks. The first common error is buying an opponent's faction card. Those cards are targets, not purchases. The second is forgetting that neutral cards are available to either side. The third is treating capital ships like ordinary units instead of persistent cards that can absorb attacks. The fourth is replacing a destroyed base without reading the new base ability. The fifth is refreshing the galaxy row incorrectly after a card is purchased or destroyed. Keep the rulebook setup page open until those actions are automatic. Narrate one sample turn with the starter hand face up. Spend resources on one modest purchase, point unused attack at a legal target, and show when the force marker moves. Then, reset that hand and let the player make the decisions. A demonstration should reveal the verbs, not prescribe an opening. If an early galaxy row heavily favors one faction, play through it once before deciding the game is broken. Attacking enemy cards is part of the market control. Do not add Clone Wars cards, reinforcements missions, or the Mandalorian faction on the first night. Play two Era Pure duels and swap factions. When both players can select a base for its ability, deny a Galaxy Row card deliberately and explain why they want the force. The table is ready for a module. That threshold keeps expansion content exciting instead of turning a 40-minute duel into a rules seminar. Final buying order for 2026 first. Original edition for the cleanest teach and access to the current campaign branch. Second, Rebel and Empire reinforcements after the original matchup is fluent. Buy Clone Wars instead when a new era and exile mechanic matter more than campaign continuity. Third, Mandalorian faction pack only when a third player or faction experiment has a real seat at the table. Every link here goes to the exact Amazon product. Verify current seller and availability at checkout. Final verdict. The original edition is the best 2026 first purchase because it is simpler, iconic, and now has the Amazon available Rebel and Empire Reinforcements expansion. Clone Wars is the better second core for players who want exile interaction and another faction matchup. Do not buy reinforcements without the original SWG-01 core. Frequently asked questions. Is Clone Wars a standalone game? Yes. It is a complete standalone edition with Republic and Separatist factions. Which edition should a beginner buy? The original edition is our 2026 first recommendation because it has the cleanest teach and the reinforcements campaign path. What is the main Clone Wars rule difference? Each player has a personal exile pile and cards can interact with exiled cards. Can the original and Clone Wars boxes be mixed? Yes, but Era Pure matchups are easier for beginners and generally cleaner to balance. Does Rebel and Empire reinforcements require a core? Yes. It requires the original SWG-01 edition and is not standalone. Does reinforcements work with Clone Wars alone? Number the product is a direct expansion for the original Rebel and Empire core. How many players does the core support? The core duel is designed for 2 players. How can 3 people play? The Mandalorian faction pack includes an official 3-player variant and requires a core game. Which game is more complex? Clone Wars is only slightly richer because Exile becomes interactive. The core loop remains familiar. What should I buy second? Reinforcements for a campaign with the original or Clone Wars for a new standalone era and matchup?